We need some funnies, man. And in times like these, it's always good to sit back and just enjoy a good laugh. And it's a freaking flashback with the Freaks where Frank Caliendo joined us in the studio. Crasher, this actually happened while you and I were hanging out in Indianapolis for the Indy 500 last year.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we're not in studio with him, so we are using theater of the mind just like you guys are right now listening as well.
Yeah. A freaking flashback with some freaking funnies, Frank Caliendo. Now.
Thinking funny.
I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking right now.
You a manhole.
Mom jeans for dudes.
Dick poop.
We suck again.
Dick poop.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr. and you're listening to the Freaks.
Hey!
Sergeant, stay away from that 16-ounce can of dumbass, will you?
Hey, guy, come on.
Igor Kokoschkov.
Oh, my Igor Kokoschkov has one of the best German dubstep albums from the late 80s I've ever heard.
I ask God.
Here comes the butt.
Send me.
Listen, butt face.
A white girl with a big booty.
Oh, my God. Of the Kingsbury clan. Of course we know Cliff.
Yeah.
They meet the mayonnaise, right? Out of the goat's milk.
God, we're freaking funny. It's time for the
freaking funny.
What I'm saying, right?
I am a freak and proud to be so. Let's go.
Frank Caliendo joining us here in the Freak Nation. Welcome back to the Freak Nation there, Frank.
Hey, great to be here.
You're born and raised in the great, Midwest. Spent some time. How long have you been in Phoenix?
My daughter is 12 years old, so 12 years. We moved here when she, right after she was born. We were looking for a new spot. And the thing about Phoenix was it was a lot of people from the Midwest who just didn't want to be cold anymore. Mixed totally. Up with Southwestern culture and people leaving California for taxes. And that's pretty much what you got in Phoenix, or at least Arizona. So grown to really enjoy it here. And my wife was looking for... she was looking for more green grass, and apparently, I look around. I think I see plenty of it nowadays. So, when we first got here, it seemed like it was all just stone everywhere, and that kind of landscaping. But now it's beautifully green.
What's Morgan Freeman think about living in Phoenix? Think you think Morgan Freeman could hang in Phoenix?
Well, of course I could, Sonny. Truth is, I love to eat eggs, fried eggs. And you can put them on a sidewalk in the middle of summer, and at 122 degrees. That egg's done in a jiffy.
She's dying.
Stay with us.
Yeah.
Stay with us. Okay. I don't want to lose another Avenger. I'm not even trying to do this. I just keep going into Tony Stark voice. I've been doing it a lot today. Haven't been anywhere that I would need to do it. I've just been doing it for myself, which is awkward. But that happens. Sometimes for the year I walked around as Charles Barkley, that's just ridiculous. Why would anybody ever try and be me who isn't a knucklehead?
Frank Caliendo joining us here in the Freak Nation. We're hanging out at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Frank, Clancy, Suave back in Phoenix, and you are
from the... Which is even better, and now I get the perspective from the listeners,
yeah.
Is that I'm not watching him say these voices, I'm actually hearing it as a listener would, and it's even better.
Yeah, it's amazing how brilliant I am. I mean...
setup, Crash.
I really want to agree with you on everything. You're the best.
Jesus.
Yeah, I kind of got him right there.
How would John Gruden do in the Midwest as a race fan? Would John Gruden fare well?
Tell you what, man, I love the way these guys drive in circles, man. It's I love to draw circles. You drive in circles. I'll tell you what, give me a little Spider 2 Indy Y banana. That's a good way to go, man. We're gonna lose her.
Yeah, seriously.
Remember to breathe. If you take deep breaths, you're not gonna pass out.
There are a number of NFL athletes that roll through Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I think John Elway's been a part of this. We have Terrell Davis. What about John Madden? Has John Madden ever been to a big race?
Yeah, you know, I have been, and I wanted him to change the race. I thought that, you know, the way to make the left turn is good, but I'm a right turn guy. So either you go right turn, right turn, right turn. I would rather do that or maybe just watch the race in the mirror.
Dude. I know, Clancy, Suave, you're speechless.
It's no, like, so here's the thing. I mean, and I've watched you on TV and everything. I've heard you on all the show.
Tell me how brilliant I am.
No. I'm not as easy as Crash regarding that.
Tell me.
Hey, easy.
I'm watching like your face is, it's the John Gruden face changes. I mean, you look like John Gruden when you do it. Yeah. So how hard, what was harder, the facial stuff or actual the voice for John Gruden?
It kind of comes together and it helps sell it. It
totally.
Helps sell it too. But when you meet the people, when I met John Gruden, when I first met him, it was interesting because it was at the Super Bowl in New Orleans, and everybody wanted it to go well. All the executives at the network wanted it to go well because they wanted him to like me so it wouldn't be a problem. So I walk up to him, and I start giving the face to him. He's like, so you're the guy that does me, huh?
Yeah.
Like, for 2 minutes, we're going back and forth. He's like, so where are you from? And I looked up where he was from, so I said that. I was like, Sandusky, Ohio. He's like, really? I'm like, no. He's like, good, because you were blowing my mind. That's good. Tell you what, that would have been really weird, man, if we grew up together. Played on the same Babe Ruth baseball team. That's a lot of alliteration right there, man. I'll tell you what, I love alliteration. But I really love football, man.
Was Tony Stark, was Robert Downey Jr., forced into your rotation because of how big the Avengers are?
It helped. Yeah. Anytime you see somebody...
Forced may be the wrong word.
No. In a way, it is kind of like that. You look for people, like with the sports people, I always look for somebody who goes just beyond sports. Like, where are they? Are they doing ads? Are they spokespeople for something? Remember, John Madden would be Ace was the Place, and then his partner at the time, Pat Summerall, was True Value Hardware. You know, so they were going back and forth, that kind of stuff. Barkley, are you in my five? All these different things come along the way. You become more of pop culture. Now, that happens more nowadays than it used to 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and still doing Tony Stark, not trying to. But I have an arc reactor in my chest. So that happens more with social media and everybody coming across that stuff more and more. But that's what I would always look for, is who's crossing over from just sports into something else. And there are people like Shaquille O'Neal,
who definitely was not just a brilliant mind on the basketball court, but also a tremendous DJ.
I love watching the NBA on TNT just to see if Shaq's glasses are going to tint. Because when they think, you're like, why are you wearing dark glasses in the studio? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. And to watch him and Barkley get mad at each other, that's pretty funny.
And that must have been, I mean, sorry, I'm taking your spotlight here, Ken.
No, I thought you were taking my spotlight.
No, never, can't do that. No. You were on the set with them, correct?
With
NBA and TNT?
Yeah, I'd done that before, yeah.
How was that, like a top 10 for you?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know you love that show so much.
Oh, yeah. Because here's the thing, too. I think at the time I was still at the NFL. I'm pretty sure I was at the NFL on Fox as well. And what I had found out is that one of the producers or somebody who was there at Fox left and created that NBA on TNT. Now, if you look at it and break down that show, Kenny Smith is Howie Long, the intelligent, soft-spoken one. Charles Barkley is Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
Ernie is JB, who is James Brown, who was there at Fox at the time.
Okay.
It's almost the same show. You look at how it works. You have the host, who's very cordial, incredible at moving along the train, and then you have the smart guy who the camera zooms in on and has introspection, and then you have the crazy guy who's saying exactly what he thinks. In terms of Barkley, it's a complete, and in both Barkley and Bradshaw, it's complete honesty. I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking right now, and I wasn't thinking, and that's why I said that. Barkley's actually thinking the whole time, and years ago, Charles Barkley went out and said, I am not a role model. Then he went out and constantly proved it. So he set up who his character was and who he's going to be, and then you come to accept pretty much everything Charles Barkley says because he's being honest and real.
Crash, this is the Kenny Crash Show. Can you stop freaking laughing?
It's pretty hard because I'm pretty brilliant.
Tony?
Tony again.
I'm not trying to. It just pops out. Some of us have had those issues.
But, Frank, when you do your stand-up, because you are all weekend in Phoenix, when you do your stand-up, are people heckling you, in a positive way, from the audience to give them certain voices?
Yeah. People will yell things out. And what I do is at the last 10, 15 minutes of the show, if I haven't gotten to the impression, usually I've forgotten to do Bill Walton. So they'll say, do some Bill Walton, and then I'll look it up here. I'll pull out an email from Bill Walton, which is always the greatest because he doesn't stick to the subject matter, as you know. You guys have probably, have you ever
heard?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's you say hello, and 20 minutes later,
right,
you're like, what did he just talk about? As the earth rotates, and you understand the life that we all live, we know the time, the feeling, the essence,
that is tranquility, and we will survive forever.
I'm trying to think. This is an email from him. I'm lucky. I know Frank Caliendo. Thanks for everything. I'm always here for you. Please ask. Thanks. Good luck, BW. My email to him, how's it going, Bill?
I am a freak. Yeah, proud to be so. Let's go. There's so much truth to that. And I always sound like I should be doing a commercial for Flonex.
Oh, yeah.
Is that even a product? Is that the name? I'm not even sure, but it doesn't matter because we know in this cosmic entity we live in, known as Earth, possibly from Orion's Belt, if you remember the days of the original Men in Black, the new one looks incredible. But let me say this. I feel for you. I feel for me. I understand where we're coming from. Time, space, all the reality stones in one gauntlet. We know that these are our lives, and I am inevitable.
Of all the voices that you do, Frank Caliendo, joining us on Fox Sports 910.
What the hell was that? I'm sorry. That was fantastic. That was Bill Walton.
Is there any that have a tendency to spit? I mean, how?
I guess there's a Lou Holtz could be a possibility. There's been times where I've tried to do some things that I just am talking about and don't know exactly what. But I like to do is I like to sit back and a lot of people say, Bill, what are you doing with your time? What are you doing since you're not coaching anymore? Of course, I motivationally speak. That's what I do. But I also watch back episodes of Game of Thrones. I say a lot right here, but I don't want to give away any spoilers. Jon Snow came back to life. That's a couple seasons ago, so I think it's safe. I could do this forever, Kenny and Crash. You got to stop me, otherwise it's going to break the space-time continuum.
We're going to need a break to take a break.
You're going to wash off the microphone.
You have no idea how true that is. It looks like a windshield after driving all the way to Flagstaff. Twice.
Oh.
And back.
Frank, can you hang around for another segment?
Not a chance.